Leather utensil, at what point are they considered a finished product and would be makabel tuma? A leather satchel that's used by shepherds is considered a finished product when you finish off the edges by folding over the leather and sewing it, and cutting off any small protruding pieces of the leather. And you make the strap at the top that you pull on in order to close the tormo, at that point is considered a finished product and would be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you make the flaps at the top that closes off the tormo, at that point it's a finished product and will be makabel tuma. Skirtaya mishayachzon biyakanev biyaseh tzitzaso. Skirtaya is a leather baggage that a tanner would wear when he's doing his work. At what point is it considered a finished product and makabel tuma? When you finish off the edges and you cut off any protruding pieces of leather and you attach the string that you wrap around you when you wear the tormo, at that point is considered a finished product and would be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only considered a finished product when you put on the metal rings, that the string that you wrap around you when you put on the sukkotaya goes through these metal rings, and those metal rings are attached, then it's considered a finished product and it's makabel tuma. Katublaya mishayachzoim biyikane. A katublaya is a leather sheet that you spread on a bed. And this leather sheet, at what point is it considered a finished product and is makabel tuma? When you finish off the edges and you cut off any protruding pieces of leather. Rabbi Yehuda said, when you make the leather loops that attach the sheet to the bed, at that point, it's considered a finished product. Now, even though the din is at Minat Torah, a leather utensil that does not have a kibbutz, that doesn't have a receptacle, is not makabel tuma. And this leather sheet certainly does not have a receptacle. The answer is, if the Rabbanim were geyser that a clay or leather utensil, even though it does not have a receptacle, is makabel tuma. So therefore, makabel tuma mid Rabbanim. But a clay or that is set aside for mishkav or moshav to lie, to sit on, or to lay down on, that would be makabel tuma. Even minat Torah would be makabel tuma, mishkav or moshav, zava, or neither would sit or lay down on it. It would become an ava tuma. Hakar ba kesesh or mishayachzon biyakaneh. A pillow and a mattress that's made out of leather, at what point is it considered a finished product will be makabel tuma? When you finish off the edges and you cut off any protruding pieces of leather. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Mishiyitzbarei and Vishaya Behem Pachlis Mechamisha Tzvachim. Rabbi Yehuda said, when you sew them and you leave an opening that's less than 5 Tzvachim, and you leave an opening in them to stuff them with feathers or whatever you stuff them with, at that point it's considered a finished product and will be makabel tuma. Sechus Kelem Pei Tzayim Mishnah Hei Pitaya Tmea V'chasina Tahira. Pitaya is a basket that's made out of willows, and it's used for storing figs. It's considered a clay and it's makabel tuma. While a chasina is tahira. Chasina is a similar basket that's made out of sumas. It's not makabel tuma, it's tar. It's not considered a kli. It wouldn't be used too many times. It would eventually be thrown out, so therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Sagniot sha'alin tahirot. Shal nitzarin tmeos. A mat that's made out of woven leaves is tar. It's used for covering fruit, and it would be used once or twice and then thrown out, so it's not makabel tuma, it's not a kli. But if it's made out of twigs, then it's a more permanent kli, and therefore it's tmeos, it's makabel tuma. A path that is made out of palm branches, that dates that were picked off the tree are put inside of it to let it ripen. If you can put dates inside of it and take dates from it without ripping it, so it's considered a kli and would be tummy. The main tar. But if you can't get the dates out of it after they're put in, unless you rip it or you take it apart, so in such a case it would not be considered a kli since it's used only once. So it's tar, it's not makabel tuma.